This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community. The Party
Line Team. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Ow! Ow! I had to.
I mean, I know we don't normally play her on WILO, but
makes my day,
it's
actually.
Too fun. I love it.
I love it too. Welcome to the WILO Party Line. I'm Cindy. That's Melissa. Party Line is presented by Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Clinton Carroll, Boone County. Who am I missing? Clinton County, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Marshan's Window Tinting, it's a Monday. They stick it where the sun shines. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. And TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. The online telecast, which you can watch at HoosierlandTV.com, is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, Pagan Penn, Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Culligan Water. How was your weekend?
Hey, it was okay.
Well, how was yesterday? I saw you on Saturday most of the day. So.
I know. Yes, and you realized why I like to work on the weekends.
I got a lot done.
I told you. I told you. So.
Well,
no more pointing your finger at me and telling me I need to enjoy my weekend.
Well,
so
I know, easier said than done sometimes, however, but yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we are glad to have you along for Party Line on this Monday. We have some guests coming up today. Our Clinton Central principals will be joining us, Tom Hughes and Aubrey Smith. Tom Hughes from the junior senior high school and Aubrey Smith from the elementary school. But it's freezing in here today. My teeth are almost chattering.
It is like it was 30-some degrees out.
And the air conditioner
is on. It's like, no.
You know what I got to thinking? We left the men in here on Saturday. I wonder if they got hot and turned the air on.
No, we all left at the same time.
Oh, okay.
No. It had to be Carl yesterday.
Oh, Carl.
Carl.
We don't even know if it's Carl, but we're going to throw him under the bus anyway, right? Sorry,
yeah,
Carl.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm waiting for my phone to start.
Me too. It wasn't me. So anyway, we do have, I know we have Tom Hughes on the line. Okay, yeah, I think they're both on there. So let's go ahead and get them both on the line. I know they're very busy this morning because the students are already there. So let's welcome our principals from Clinton Central High School, Tom Hughes from the high school, and Aubrey Smith from the elementary school. Good morning, everybody. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing really well.
Good, great. Well, I know prom was this weekend, so how did it go?
It was amazing. Arbor Wood does a fantastic job, and our kids were great. Everybody looked wonderful. Post-prom was great. We went over in Bold and Lafayette, and it was just a great time. Chaperones had as much fun as the kids, and I think it was a great night all around.
Oh, that's good to hear. You know, I always worry when it's that weekend, but I got to say, I think our kids are pretty responsible, so I'm glad to hear that there were no tragedies or incidents with prom this year, so
well,
that's good news.
And talking about prom, you also had the underclassmen dance, correct? Like the junior high dance?
We did. We had the junior high dance on Friday night, and that was awesome. They actually extended it an extra hour from the last time we had a junior high dance because the kids wanted more time, so they were here 7 until 10 on Friday night here at the school for the dance, getting their groove on.
Yeah, I thought that was so cute. I was seeing some of the posts of junior high kids in formals. It was pretty neat to see.
They're excited once they get over here to the junior high and they start seeing the high school kids getting ready for prom. They kind of have their own little mini prom beforehand, and so it's really nice to see.
Well, that's pretty cool. I want to start with Aubrey a little bit this morning, because one of the things I've been following is this four-day classes that one of the schools has started to go to in Lafayette. And so I'm wondering, what's your thought on switching to something like four-day class schedule versus a five-day class schedule, Aubrey?
Yeah, wow, that was a bold move. I think Vinton Elementary and Lafayette School Corporation did that this week, and that came out. And, of course, there's been a ton of discussion. And just following the comments, there's lots of parents that are for it and think it's awesome and think that other schools should follow suit. And then, of course, there's the other half that are questioning, you know, what are parents going to do with their kids on that fifth day? And so, like with anything, I think the quality of what you do with kids when they're in their classrooms is sometimes, you know, more important than the quantity. But I think in their case, you know, with several elementary schools in Lafayette School Corporation, I think that they're just getting creative so that they're not losing students to other corporations, to TSD or whoever it may be. I think they're trying to give options to families. So I think they have one of their elementaries, I think, is on a balanced calendar. And now we have this elementary that's moving to the four-day week. So it's definitely interesting. I think it really depends on your community and the needs in your community, and also your leadership and your administration and what you are able to pack into, you know, those 4 days if you're moving to that type of a schedule.
Well, I wondered, because it's at the elementary school, is it going to be more difficult for those youngsters to go just, I know it's just a little longer during the day, but is it going to be more difficult for them to focus, do you think, being in the classroom a little longer each day?
I really think it depends on how they break it up. And thinking about instructional minutes, again, I really think it depends on how much they're able to get done. Of course, that's a long day when you're considering a kindergartner or first grader. You know, when you think about upper elementary, I would say, you know, it's doable. It's not that different from what they're doing now. I mean, our school schedule right now is 8 to 3, right around that. I think that with the change that school made, they're going till 3:45. So not a crazy difference. Of course, with our after-school program, some of our kids go until 5 p.m. every night. So, I mean, it's definitely doable. It depends on, you know, how well-intentioned and how well-planned, I guess, the staff is to prepare for that type of a schedule.
Again, our guests today are Clinton Central principals from the high school, Tom Hughes, and from the elementary, Aubrey Smith. And Tom, I kind of want to pose the same question to you as well. What would you guys think about a four-day class schedule?
You know, with the high school, right, wrong, or otherwise, I think athletics kind of tail leading the dog a little bit, but what does that look like? You know, we have expectations in place for kids to be in school the day of an athletic event, you know, or they're in school the Friday before a weekend tournament and that kind of stuff. And so what do you do if you had a game on a Friday or a game on a Saturday and now you're 2 days removed from the last time that kid was in class? You know, there's obviously ways to do it, and they're not doing it at the high school, at least in Lafayette at this point. But I do think, you know, depending on the family structure and what you're able to do flexibility-wise, you know, does that allow more time for families to maybe get away for a long weekend and spend some more time with families? Or, you know, we've got a lot of kids in travel sports and travel ball, and they're leaving as soon as school ends on a Friday, getting in the car and driving to Kentucky or Ohio for a softball tournament or a soccer tournament. You know, that might provide some more flexibility for the families that desire that. As Aubrey said, you know, they do have opt-ins in Lafayette. If that's, you know, people would get down the comments and talk about, you know, what are we going to do? That the beauty is they have options in Lafayette. If that doesn't work for your family, then you can transfer to a school that has a more traditional calendar. And the same thing goes for that school that has a balanced calendar throughout the school year. They have a little bit longer breaks to travel during the year if that's what that family so desires and has the flexibility within their work day. So, you know, for some families it's going to be a great thing, and for some families it's not going to work. But if it doesn't work for their family, then they've got that option. I think at the high school level there's more things going on that you have to think about in terms of before and after school activities. And so that would be my initial concern and what that looks like.
Sure. Yeah, that all makes sense. So I totally understand. Again, Tom Hughes from the Clinton Central High School principal there and Aubrey Smith Elementary School principal as well. And I know you guys are coming up, well, actually the elementary is, for kindergarten and pre-K roundup.
Yeah, I think you guys just had that, didn't you, Aubrey?
That was earlier this month, I think April 3rd and 4th, and we did a kindergarten signing event for the very first time for all of our that are in our early kindergarten program that are going on to kindergarten. They kind of signed their letter of intent to come to Clinton Central. And
that's cute.
cute and such a good time, and plan to do that in future years.
When I know part of the construction, and we're going to come back to construction too to Tom here too, but I know part of the construction in the elementary is to increase your classrooms in the pre-K and kindergarten area. In fact, that's why the superintendent's office is moving. You're actually going to take over that area for classrooms. How is all the construction going on in your building? And then we'll come back to Tom, and because we know he's got major work going on in his. So, but how's everything going there in the elementary, Aubrey?
It's got HVAC behind us for the most part, which is nice. They just kind of classroom addition, which is down between early kindergarten and our cafeteria. That started over spring break, and so far so good. We had a couple of cold days with the insulation. I mean, they of course do the best they can with those temporary walls, and we had a couple of days that were a little chilly, but other than that, everyone's being very flexible, and it's going well.
Tom, I'm going to throw this back onto you. How's things going? I know the superintendent's office was getting nearing completion. I know, you know, moving the library and getting the computer area set up, that's in the works as well. So how's things going there?
You know, it's one of those things that everybody looks at and they're, you know, must be nice to have all the new construction. And all I can say is we are nearing the end of that media center project that's supposed to be done this summer. The athletic entrance is supposed to be done this summer. That doesn't mean we're done with construction. We kind of begin the next planning phase. The main gym, very likely the plan is to begin demo and redoing that following next basketball season, so about 10 months from now. So we have a lot of planning and designing to go into that. But everything that's getting done is just so exciting. When we walk through the athletic entrance and we talk about what might be possible, the things that kids are going to be able to see and experience on a, you know, Friday night basketball game is far beyond what I would ever expect, especially out of a little 1A school in Clinton County. And some of the things that we're talking about trying to build out as far as a production value for our athletics, so the kids feel like you know they're getting, I don't know, that experience. You know, I look at, you know, softball and you know they've got their walkout songs and everything that just leads up to the experience that we're trying to give these kids. The more we can do that, the better. Academically, the media center, and there's a classroom in there as well that's going to open up some more opportunities for us here at the high school to be flexible with some kids' schedules to allow them some opportunities that we can't currently offer them, you know, with the media center non-existent at the moment. So we're looking forward to kind of finalizing that piece of it. Obviously, the office finished up over Christmas break, and that's been an asset, having everybody here, having a new space. But I am certainly looking forward to completion as we get closer and closer to that date, and getting back to what I would consider a more normal day where there's not temporary walls in our hallways and everything like that.
Well, I know when you were talking about sports, we might as well stay right there with that. Spring sports, it's all underway. We had a lot of weather issues early on, and especially here the first 2 weeks of April with 7 inches of rain in our area. Have you guys been able to catch up with the postponed events? And I know you had to move some away from Central to be able to do that.
Yeah, we're still working on getting all that caught up. You know, we did have events on Friday and Saturday that had to get canceled. But I know I was outside yesterday, and looks like the ground's kind of taking in what it needs to, and things are starting to dry out again. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, softball going on this evening, golf going on this evening. You know, we've got a couple things going starting today, and then back in track and baseball and everything going on tomorrow. So hopefully a little bit more drier weather, a little bit of wind came through and dried some things up. So looks like tomorrow might be rain, and, you know, it's that time of year. It might be 70, it might be 50 and rain. We don't really know. And so that just is the season, unfortunately. You know, today's gorgeous, and tomorrow's not going to be. So, you know, we just keep our eye on the weather as much as we can, and, you know, pray that the days line up. We actually just had a team that we played last week, and I think it was our second game, and it was their ninth game. Just the way cancellations fell, they happened to be able to travel when the weather was coming through this area, or vice versa, and so they got lucky, and we hadn't been. So you know, we're about middle of the pack. We talked to some schools, they haven't played a game, or they've only played one, and it, you know, you do the very best you can, and unfortunately there's a lot of other things that go into scheduling. You know, it's not just finding a date, it's finding an official, and it's finding workers, and it's trying to avoid, you know, the school play that's going on Friday, and all the things, and the proms. And so how do you reschedule when somebody's already got something else booked, and what takes precedent? And there's always a give and take with that. And so trying to make sure that kids have every opportunity, and we also have every chance to get things made up. And so we do the best we can, and it doesn't always work out seamlessly, but that's always part of the conversation.
Tom Hughes, Clinton Central principal, is with us today, and also elementary principal Aubrey Smith. And Aubrey, we have just a little over a month of school left. I know you have some elementary awards to look forward to, but what else are you guys looking forward to? And talk about the awards a little bit as we get near that.
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, we a few years ago started doing an end of year awards day for K through 5. And that is it become kind of a huge event over the last couple of years. And then that's in addition to our early K, and our sixth graders have a graduation. And so that falls on the final day of the school year, awards day being the day before that. So teachers are right now kind of working on making those decisions, and we try to give not only academic awards, but also awards for some of our lifelines. You know, students that show respect and great effort and integrity and things like that, and make sure that we are working on that well-rounded student at Clinton Central. So really looking forward to awards day. But yes, we have tons of things packed in the month of May that we are planning for right now. We are, of course, right now in the middle of iLearn testing. And one thing that we've done to kind of make this time a little bit more fun for our kiddos is we're doing an all-school read aloud that we've done for the last few years. We pick a book, and every student in the school has a copy, and we're asking trivia questions over the announcements, and the classrooms call in, and they have to be a certain caller and have the right answer, and they get some sort of reward, whether it's an extra recess or a popcorn party, something like that. And then when we're done reading the story, then we go to the movie theater and we watch the movie version of the book. And so we celebrate kind of the end of iLearn and also the end of, you know, our book together. So that's always a lot of fun. This year we're doing The Tale of Destro.
That's cool. And I'm sure that students and teachers alike will love celebrating the end of iLearn.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know as a parent, I enjoy the end of iLearn. So, Aubrey, I want to know, because I've not heard this term before, but what is Little Bulldogs and what does it refer to?
Sure. So we are kind of changing our average age out here for our early learning program. We've really seen this huge gap between our kiddos that are coming in to be ready to start kindergarten. of course, you have to be 5 by August 1st to be eligible as a kindergartner. And we have parents that put their brand new 5-year-old, sometimes with a summer birthday, you know, a very fresh 5-year-old, into kindergarten. And then we have parents that wait. And that's a huge conversation. And, of course, there's a ton of research behind it. But we have sometimes 6 or 6.5-year-olds that start kindergarten, and their parents have just waited to make sure that they're more, you know, socially, emotionally ready and things like that. And it's honestly started to create some problems for us, because we have sometimes a 5-year-old that's been to early K, or they've been, you know, somewhere else in town, maybe St. Matthew's or something like that, and they are very academically ready. And then we get these kiddos that are almost a year older and maybe didn't have any of those experiences. And it just creates a lot of intervention, a lot of our kindergarten teachers having to teach, you know, to the high of high and the low of low. We're seeing just a lot of retention. And this has been a pattern over the last, you know, 8 years at least. We're a lot of kindergartners, a lot of first graders being held back so that they have whatever piece that they're missing before we send them into, you know, second and third grade, where they're having to face iLearn and iRead and some of those tests that now more than ever hold a lot of weight. So this year, the addition of Little Bulldogs, we're welcoming kids in at 3.5. If you are 3.5 years old by August 1st, you can start in our Little Bulldogs program. And the whole idea, honestly, is to kind of change our average age of our programming. We really like our kindergartners to be more of an average age of 6 years old. Our early K be an average age of 5 years old, and our Little Bulldogs that average age of 4 years old. And so that's what the program is. It's really just kind of a step before our early kindergarten that we've never offered before until this fall. We're really excited about it, and right now it looks like there's a potential that we might need 2 classrooms of that age. We were really only planning on having 1. We were offering morning and afternoon to parents, or they could opt in to have them here all day, and the majority opted to have their kids be here all day, which kind of changed things for us. And like you alluded to earlier, we have to get creative with some space, some spacing ideas. But it's a great problem to have, that enrollment is up, and we're really, really excited to offer Little Bulldogs this fall.
Yeah, that's got to actually kind of warm your heart to think that people definitely want to bring their little ones to Central to go through the program. And you know, it makes sense if they're going to be there for kindergarten and first grade and go on up. So why not start out in the home school?
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of them were, you know, daycare is just hard to find around here. I mean, I know that as a mom myself, and of course, lots of my friends and colleagues and a lot of our staff struggle with finding daycare in Clinton County. And, so being able to offer a program that gives a little bit of both. Little Bulldogs is really going to be focused on school readiness, where our early kindergarten is focused on kindergarten readiness. So they have different objectives, but it offers, you know, a safe place for kids to come and get acclimated to a school setting. But also it's going to be really play-based and just getting acclimated to, you know, what is school. So we're excited.
Clinton Central principals from the high school, Tom Hughes, and elementary Aubrey Smith, are our guests this morning on the Party Line Show. And Tom, when we talked to you last time, you mentioned that you had been maybe looking for some help with welding and in the tech areas down in the ag department. Have you guys found somebody there, or what's the situation on that end?
We're still kind of piecing out the master schedule. Have had a substitute. We have maternity leave in our ag department, and so we have a former Central graduate who's just finishing up their student teaching, or just did finish up their student teaching, and she's doing a great job filling in that part. And right now we're just trying to look and talk to our kids, plan out schedules, make sure there's interest. I don't want to build a program out that's only going to have, you know, 2 or 3 kids. There's a cooperative between the county schools where I can send, you know, and that's what we have been doing, you know, a handful of kids, 1 or 2 kids, over to Rossville or Frankfort and utilize some of their services, and we share kids that way in some of those tech ed fields. But if there is an interest beyond that where we have a need for 10, 15 kids or so to go through that particular pathway, you know, it's something that we want to at least look at building out. So nothing set in stone at all, but we're just looking at numbers, talking to kids, talking to families, seeing what their desires are and making sure that if that's something that continues to grow here within the building, that we look at building out something locally our own.
I know, Tom, Senior Awards is coming up, so is graduation. I mean, I know there's probably some other programs that are going to be happening here before the end of the school year. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. We have, I mean, like I said a little bit earlier, we've got our school play this Friday. We've got Senior Awards coming, the amount of money that our kids are earning through scholarships, through different academic scholarships within their schools and outside their schools is just a crazy, crazy thing. I know when I graduated many moons ago, it was a couple $1,000 was a huge thing, and we've got kids that are surpassing the $10,000, $20,000 mark in terms of total scholarships that they've earned, and it's just. It's amazing what these kids can accomplish. We actually just had a conversation as a department here in the office talking about preparing our kids for the next level and what that looks like, and the number of kids that we have that walk across the graduation stage with it's called Indiana Common College Core. It's basically their first year of college complete. We've got kids that walk across with an associate's degree, so essentially 2 years of their college complete while they were here at Clinton Central just because of the offerings and the way in which education is moving in Indiana as a whole. But we continue to project that number to grow to the point where potentially, coming into our next year's juniors, we've got about half of our kids in that class on pace to graduate with a year of college already done, just because of the courses they were able to take while they were here. And so, again, that just goes to that conversation of awards and scholarships and just having one more kind of notch in the hat as they put something else on a resume when they go to apply for colleges or they apply for scholarships. The things that they've been able to do while they were here is mind-blowing.
That is. That's incredible.
Yeah, and a lot of that goes back to the pathways with Ivy Tech, and then, of course, if they choose to go on to Purdue, they can go on to Purdue, or a lot of those college credits will actually, if they decide to go for a four-year degree, will actually transfer to other schools as well, correct?
Correct. The ICC is recognized by all public schools in Indiana, so it's a set of classes that the Department of Ed has put together that all of the colleges have agreed to accept. And basically, it's your freshman prereqs, getting a lot of those out of the way. So when kids get to college, they're not having to take some of those classes. They can have a little bit more flexibility in the coursework that they take. I talk to kids, and they think they know what they want to do, and then they get into college, and maybe they get a class or two into their major, and they realize that's not what they thought it was, or it's not something that they're still passionate about. And so either they might have to stay an extra year to change majors and get the courses done. But if you're coming with those courses already complete, you have more flexibility in potentially changing your mind and deciding, what major you want to finish up with. And so just, again, allowing them that early availability and then access to that to make those decisions with a little bit more of a background in what a particular field might be.
And so between that, with being able to get at least a year under your belt before you go to school, or possibly, like you said, several actually having an associate degree when they graduate, it not only is going to help them when they move forward in their life and their career and if they choose to go on to a four-year school program, but it's also doing a great favor for the parents as well, because there's no real out-of-pocket for the parents, and these kids are already got a head start in college.
You're exactly right. And so that's the other piece. As we look at awards and scholarships and everything else, think about what a year of college costs. And it doesn't show up on paper, but we just saved apparent $15,000 of college costs potentially if that kid wants to graduate early. And so at the very least, just a handful of credits, you know, they may not have the college course certificate complete, but the way in which a lot of schools will schedule classes is based on kind of where you're at academically and the number of credits. So if a kid shows up with three or four classes done and they've got credit for those classes, they're going to be able to schedule maybe a day or two before some of the others. And so as kids try to fight for a schedule that's not Fridays, maybe they just have Monday, Wednesday classes and Tuesday, Thursday classes, those classes might fill up a little quicker. But if you got a little bit more of the college under your belt, you get a little bit earlier deadline for signing up for those classes. So it's all the little things that don't show up, like I said, you know, in a scholarship, but just allow kids a better transition when they go to college.
Well, as somebody that had a 7:30 Saturday class at Purdue.
Yeah, but I like that. Oh, no. You had Saturday class?
I had a 7:30 Saturday English class.
I was done by noon there. On Fridays, but I had all 7:30 classes.
I know we're running out of time, but I want to touch base with Aubrey really quickly about summer school coming up and what you guys are doing this year for summer school and what folks that may have kids that would be going can look forward to.
Sure, absolutely. So we are starting summer school June 3rd, and we're running the whole month of June this year. So it's definitely a change from years past where we split it 2 weeks in June and 2 weeks kind of as a jump start back into the new year in July. This year, our summer as a staff is pretty busy, and we're doing some training around the science of reading in the month of July. And so we're trying to fit all of our summer school into the month of June. So we are going Monday through Thursday, half day. And United Way is actually bringing meals out for breakfast and lunch for our kiddos because our cafeterias will be under construction at both buildings. So super happy to have all of the support that we do in and around Clinton County to be able to make that happen for all the kiddos that plan to come. And then, of course, we have our transportation drop-off point to Michigan Town, Kirkland, Forest, and Frankfort, kind of help our families out in that way as well. So we're excited and really hoping that we get a lot of kids to come out. We're inviting all students to be a part of that, even though, of course, we're targeting those that need to be there for whatever reason. And then we have a built-in reward of a pool party on our final day of summer school, just to kind of encourage those kids to keep coming. Sometimes we get them for a week and then they start to taper off. So we have something to kind of attract them to keep coming and getting out of bed to come to summer school this year.
Well, this may be the last chance we get to talk to you folks. I don't know how our schedule is going to work out before the year is over. So is there anything either of you would like to add? Again, we're talking to our Clinton Central principals, Tom Hughes from the high school and Aubrey Smith from the elementary. Anything you guys would like to add before we let you get off of here today?
I don't have anything.
Go ahead, Aubrey.
Unless Tom does. Aubrey, we'll let you go.
I didn't really have anything else that I could think of. I just wanted to say thank you for having us on this year. If we don't get another opportunity to chat, it's been wonderful to kind of share out with the community everything that we're doing and what we have going on over here at Clinton Central. So thank you.
Thank you, Aubrey. And Tom, we'll give you a chance as well.
Same sentiment. Just thank you for allowing us to have an opportunity to get the word out about our school and the things going on here that we work so hard every day for and our kids and our families are so proud of. It's just nice to stop and be able to love on our kids and our teachers a little bit and get the word out about how great they are.
Well, we appreciate you folks. We know that teaching has changed over the years as the students and families have changed as well. So thank you. We appreciate what you folks do. And thanks for joining us again on Party Line today. We wish you great success as we get through the end of the school year here.
Yeah, as coming from two former Bulldogs. So
there you go. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too, as well. Appreciate it. Busy folks over there this time of the year, aren't they? And you know, one thing I've just listening to them has really hit me how education has changed. You know, when we went to school, you went half a day kindergarten And you started, again, when you were going to be, what, five by August 1st or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, let me ask you this, because there's just enough of an age difference between you and I. Did you go to kindergarten during the school year, or did you go during the summer?
I went to kindergarten during the school year. I went to Clinton Central.
Oh, yeah, you would have, because I was in fifth grade when that was built.
Right, so. And my brother, who graduated high school in 1984, was the first class to go K through 12 there.
Okay.
But what surprises me is they're talking about 3.5-year-olds now going clear to, and then by the time you graduate, you could have your associate's degree.
Yeah.
So just think of the change in education it's taken for them to, you know, we started reading the Sam I Am books in kindergarten, and now they're so far advanced.
See, I did kindergarten during the summer.
Really?
I went during the summer at Michigan Town, and because it was before the elementary at Clinton Central was built. But yeah, no, I went to kindergarten during the summer, and had a little bit of time off, you know, like maybe a couple of weeks, and then went straight into first grade.
Sure.
So,
all right.
Yep.
Totally more Party different. Line coming up. We appreciate you listening. You're listening to WILO and Boone 102.7 FM.